But God. Stand to your feet with me. But God. Hallelujah. The Spirit of the Lord says, send out the singers. And Jehoshaphat said in verse 20, hear me, O Judah, believe in the Lord your God, and so shall you be established. Believe his prophets, and so shall you prosper. I'm not in for labels. I get nervous about everybody running around now with labels. And I get especially nervous when I read so-called prophets saying it's okay to have a 60% accuracy rate. The Word of God says, it's right on the internet. Just go to their websites. You can read it for yourself. The Word of God still says, woe unto him that saith, thus saith the Lord, when the Lord hath not spoken. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
There are false prophets in the land, saints. But I want you to know this morning that if you believe God's prophets, you're going to become two things, Brother Swaggart. You're going to become established on Christ the solid rock. The cross plus nothing. And secondly, you're going to prosper. Hallelujah. Bow your heads with me. Singers, will you come? Pentecost is not a denomination, it's an experience. It's not a denomination, it's not an organization, it's an experience. It goes beyond cultures, languages, ethnicities. It goes beyond geography. It goes beyond buildings. It goes beyond anything else, brothers and sisters. The Holy Spirit can move right now where you are. Let's worship Him. Hallelujah. 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 Let's praise Him right now. Let's praise Him right now. All over this church. All over this church, just lift your voices to the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, it is Jesus. Yes, it is Jesus. Oh, it is
in my soul,
for I have touched the hem of His garment. Bearing with me, let's change the key and sing it again. Oh, it is Jesus. Oh, it is Jesus.
Oh, it is Jesus.
It's Jesus, folks. word of the Lord was that Judah would not have to fight the battle. That the Lord would fight the battle. That's the message of the cross.
That's it. That's your...
I don't know what your battle is.
That's it. You got it.
I don't know what your battle is. I know that no weapon formed against you will prosper.
Hallelujah to the Lamb.
I know that every tongue that riseth in judgment against you, God will condemn, Brother Swagger.
Yes, yes.
For this is the servants' heritage of the servants of the Lord.
Yes.
And their righteousness is of me, saith God.
Yes, yes. Praise God.
I don't know what your battle is, but I know.
Praise God.
Who is going to fight it for you?
Hallelujah.
I know who's going to fight it for you. Some of you are here this morning.
Thank you, Jesus.
You've tried in your own flesh to live for God.
Oh.
You say, Brother York, I've tried to understand the message of the cross.
Oh.
I still don't get it.
What you said, he's fighting for us.
He's fighting the battle.
And he won the battle.
And this morning, you don't have to fight in this battle.
Praise
it's already
God.
Been fought and paid for 2,000 years
yes,
ago.
Lord.
That's why we're here this Easter weekend,
yes,
remembering
yes.
He's the resurrection, He's the life,
yes, yes,
and the
yes.
Spirit of God can Lord. Prophesy to your dead bones and say, live.
Praise God.
Live.
Hallelujah.
The Spirit of God is speaking to you right now. You may feel dead as a doornail. You may say,
thank
preacher,
you, Jesus.
I don't know if God can help me. I want you to know this morning, the Spirit of God is here to help you. We're going to sing it again. I'm going to ask you to make your way to the altar, find a place to kneel, all around the altar, all around the octagon thing here, all the way around the pews. Let's find a place to kneel and seek the Lord right now. Come on, let's do it now. Oh, it is Jesus. Sing it to Him. Come on now.
Oh, it is
this altar call is for everyone.
Jesus.
It's for everyone.
Oh, it
find a pew. Turn around your pew if you have to. Find an altar. Make it an altar. Make it an altar. Make it an altar. That's it, right? All over this building. Find an altar. Let's pray with people. Make it an altar all over this building. All over this building. Find an altar. You don't have to fight this battle.
Thank God in heaven. In love. God will trust.
To heaven comes love from you.
Praise God in heaven,
the last
you to stop praying and seeking the Lord, and I dare not interrupt the flow of the Spirit, but before any of you leave, we want to receive an offering for Brother York. This brother has blessed us. He's preached the gospel, and I'm going to ask you in turn to bless him, because the laborer is worthy of his hire. And the scripture says, don't muzzle the ox that treads out the corn. There are two boxes here, and I'm going to ask you, please, to write a check, and Brother York will get every dime that you give. And I'm going to ask you to do your best this morning and bless this man of God that's blessed us. Like I said, the boxes are here, and put your gift in the boxes, please. Praise God. Give me C again, please. Well, just to have a touch, Lord, from you. Praise God in hell, in life's troubles, go through.
God may be
make a quick announcement, since we didn't make any announcements at the beginning. Don't forget that at the pavilion right now, there is a cookout, hamburgers, jambalaya, different things like that, to raise funds for Salvation Station. And so if you'd like to go back and fellowship, just walk out the building, go all the way to the back of the property. You'll see the pavilion, and there's hamburgers, chips, drinks, jambalaya. So you go out and support our kids. Hallelujah.